Hello, hello. It's Timelines with Q. Thank you so much. Hey, call in so I can have a show. Assuming I can utilize this machine. Is my mic on? Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? Bueller? Anyone? Bueller? Okay, so I started off the show regarding forthepeople.space. You got some new videos up there. Really, I'd like to show you how timelines work in those examples. Thank you so much, BBS Radio, for helping me. And I can hear you fine too. I mean, read you fine. Yeah, so you're starting to see all lines, whether you go to the Corbett Report or you go to, you know, Dick Allgaier's work, futureforecastinggroup.com. These are talented people. How we're getting more light. Our DNA is starting to understand things, and we're going to get a lot of knowledge. And that knowledge is, that was almost a Christopher Walken, wasn't it? Get more knowledge. No, that wasn't Christopher. A little off my game today, but we're okay. And you're seeing world leaders, and we've done a really good job with global education in politics, because we have conscious computers, not quantum computers. Please be careful with that. Your collective consciousness, there's not one word you say now, not one thought you have that cannot be bounced back into a computer now. So remember that. That's what timelines is about. So if we know everything, then we should be able to arrest everybody. We should be able to control timelines, what we want to do. How do we navigate a galaxy, a universe? And so that's, you're starting to see that formate into solutions. And that's why you're seeing not only executive orders, but a lot of these stories starting to die off, because the dark entities, they're starting to realize their game's not working anymore. Obviously, your governments have created hierarchical systems so you can't make a decision. It is a timeline we don't prefer. We assume you can't get to formal decision-making process because you have a Senate in the United States of America. You even have Paul Hellyer, Department of Defense. I'm going to say it over and over again, as broken record as I am. You have Paul Hellyer, Defense Prime Minister for Canada, saying there's aliens running your country and we need to do something about it. And everybody just goes back to watching the hockey game. They created a system to live within bodies so that you would have to participate with them. But that's not the real war. The real war is within you and understanding how we're going to make decisions going forward and be happy and create the loving place we want. So I'm so unpopular, BBS Radio. I don't have any calls today on timelines. Did I get everybody? I always have to check to see if this thing works, because, man, there's a lot of days these communications do not work for me. So we can actually see that I come down to this dimension every Saturday, and then I leave this dimension is a true story. I don't play in this arena or politics because I don't prefer it. And then Saturday is a good day. I get to play with it. I love playing with it. Love playing with you guys. You have so much fun doing it. Is there a way to utilize our natural knowledge instantly in timelines that we're stuck in? How do we get out of a timeline we don't prefer is maybe one idea. And the way I suggest, when you're in a timeline you don't prefer, based on a choice you have navigated that looked good to you and turned out poor, is just stop. It's really healthy to just sit still. And certainly there's PRQ team members that go, all right, this is a dead end. What if I do nothing is still a decision. And I can see so many other opportunities. Hey, I do have some calls. Let's take a crazy call from crazy people. And however this person is awake right now, I have no idea. But I love this person so much. And the mermaid loves this person so much. And I am blessed to have this call. I'm stopping everything I'm doing for this person right now. Saskia from Germany on line two. If we were all to stop thinking, what would actually happen? Did you set your alarm clock for this one?
Hey, Captain. My dearest Captain, my love to you. How are you? No, it's just 8 p.m. here. It's all fine. I'm still awake.
Right on. What are we up to, Saskia?
What are we up to? Listening to you and connecting with you all day long. I would love to do this all day long with you. How are you, Captain? How are you? Can you hear me? I can't hear you. Oh, there you are.
I told you you're popular.
Yeah. So, Captain,
do you think the people.space, the new updates, are help to people? Is it too much for them to stomach?
Disinformation is awesome, but for some, yes, it may be a little bit strong, but I feel as consciousness awareness is growing and light is growing in everybody, it's okay. It's really good information, and this information helps to grow even more light within us. So yeah, I love for the people that space. And whenever we talk, I talk to others and I ask them about, have you read the post? Yes, I did. Excellent. Great. Okay. So yeah, it's awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. What do you want to play with today? You can talk the whole hour if you like.
Okay. Let's do that. Okay, now I don't know if you remember, but we talked about this some years ago, and I asked you, what would happen, actually, if we all stop thinking for a minute, all of us? Can you draw us a picture? What would actually happen? Would we just leave right now? Where would we go? Would we just wake up in another universe, in another body? What would happen? Q, can you let us know?
Thank you. So you're an instant time traveler if you do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple. You can instantly. What are you doing when you dream?
I travel.
You're not using your brain.
I'm not using what? My brain, no.
So you're not using your brain when you go to sleep dreaming, are you?
No, I'm not using it. Right.
No. So where are you going?
So
wherever you want.
Okay. But now for the collective.
Yeah, I know.
But the question would be what can we do, Q, as we are here, to really get all of us into that moment that we would stop for a minute to think? Is this possible to do this somehow and just in coincidence or whatever? Is there anything you can do?
Remember the talk show host that I used to work with you?
Yes, of course.
So how can you ask him the same question? Can you stop thinking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you stop thinking?
Can you, Yeah. So what about in Germany in general? There's a lot of heavy thinkers there, isn't there?
Yes. Yes, there are. Right.
They're gonna psychoanalyze everything if they can, huh?
Yes, they will. So that's the thing. Yeah, how could we stop that? Is there something we could do actually to hit a bottom, or I don't know, but just stop thinking, or let all of us just stop thinking for a minute? Would that place actually stop existing where we were? What would happen then right there? Would it just disappear as we are creating these realities and illusions, and we are even creating ascension? Whatever we do, we create constantly, instantly. But if we just would stop thinking altogether, would this illusion, reality, whatever that is, just collapse, stop existing?
Correct.
Okay.
Has this process been the reason that it doesn't always work is because and this has happened here. What if we could tell a joke and everyone laughed for 5 minutes? You could do it that way too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There's a ton of ways to do it. It's a really, really important question for me, because if we would understand that everything is so unlimited in this type of universe, then our horsepower is really just picking which color we want to paint with today and navigate. We're really so quick with our decisions. It seems like we're not, but we're actually so strong in our decisions, which is creating the universe, as you know, as we create it. Instantaneously, that how do you work with it? It might be the first teachings of our 3-year-olds, 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds. How do I teach my children that every decision they make is simultaneous to observing it? Mm-hmm. And then it manifests instantly is where I would suggest we start with our children. Is day one, that is a decision you made. How come you made that decision? Where did that decision come from? I feel you have it right in regards to not doing anything and asking people how. Now, are you going to go door to door? Stop thinking. It's going to be a while for you to get to everybody, it looks like.
Yeah, right.
So I opt for radio. If you want to go door to door, that'd be my suggestion. Just keep knocking on doors.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Are you doing any radio anymore?
Again, please repeat again.
Are you doing radio anymore?
Radio with whom?
Okay, that answers my question. Okay.
I'm doing the one-on-ones, yes. I'm having one-on-ones.
How do people get a hold of you?
Yeah. How do they get a hold of me? Well, I have a Telegram channel. I have a website. I'm on Column 17 channel on Telegram, so there's information. I'm every week we're doing a spirit connection where I just explain to those who are interested how I go actually within. What does it mean to go within? Just how we stop thinking, how we are going to apply this during our day as we are moms, have kids, or have to go to work, or whoever is here doing their jobs already and still doing their life. How can I apply it to go within and stay neutral and not react anymore to whatever's outside of me? So that's what I try to, or I'm explaining how I learned it. And that's it. what does it mean to go within and to stay there? I'm still here.
Every time.
Here. Yeah.
How do people get hold of you?
How people come to me? Is this what you ask? Oh, how they find me?
Yes, you're here. You're here for a reason, dear one. How do we get a hold of you if we want to work with you?
They can find me on my website. They can find me through the Telegram channel column 17. I have a website where they can, the information is on BBS Radio too. I subscribe there. So they can find me through my website too.
Say the web page out loud. Say the actual complete web page name.
Okay. S-A-S-K-I-A, Saskia. V-O-I-G-T. LAENDER.com.
Very good. Very good. Thank you. Oh, that feels much better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You're gonna get some customers now, aren't you?
Well, I actually many are already here and have reached out for me. I never expected something like that, but as long as we can assist and help, and it's just beautiful. I would love to thank all of you out there who reached out, and for all your love and your support, and really the beautiful hearts and lights out there who really want to work on that and really go forward and grow their life with it. And thank you so much. My deepest love to all of you.
My great love to you. The mermaid says hello, and her love to you.
I'm okay.
Thank you so much for making my day.
You made my day too, Q. I'm still waiting for the call. For that call, you know what I'm talking about.
We're working hard.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for all of
Thank you.
For whatever you do, everything for you and love. Thank you.
You will.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the call. Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough person to talk to on the radio for me. That's a light being right there. And she has amazing powers and amazing skills. And as you can see, when we connect as light beings, we get a lot of attention on ourselves here. The phone cuts out, and now the bad guys have a target. Well, that's good news for me. In many cases, we lose so many telecommunication opportunities. Well, the bad guys get to see who my buddies are. I lose friends, unfortunately. Misa Johnson is my greatest opportunity to explain that. I want to talk to Ron A every day, but you know, we get hammered on these phone lines because we're figuratively and literally dropping down to another frequency band or timelines using these machines. And so they'll target us. And so there's so many people I want to hang out with every day and all day, but till we catch them all. And so we like being bait in some cases. Not this week. I didn't like being bait, but it's pretty cool to see that you guys are not stopping, and I like it. I want to know about this. Justine from Nevada on line 5. Russell J. Gould. Justine from Nevada on line 5. What do you have here? What's Russell got to say?
Hi, Q. Hi, Mermaid. it's actually Christine.
I can't wait. Nail BBS again. I love that.
So about Russell J. Gould, his story about how he captured the Title IV flag and something about going into bankruptcy. Therefore, after 1999, all the presidents was pretty much illegitimate. So I was hoping you can help me understand or shed some light that timeline versus there is a president, everybody believing that there's a current president. At some point, do these timelines meet where everybody understands that there is no president?
Yeah, okay.
Are you familiar with that story?
Yeah, is this the, do you know the order number, or do you want me to recite it to you?
Please.
04-C-108-C, yeah. So complaint, I think the Oneida Indian Nation of New York was probably the most successful, that case file, case law, or Steel Company. Hi, I'm back.
Hi. I guess they didn't want us to hear that.
Welcome to the club. You're getting cut off too. Okay, so when if we don't,